you can see, we have some work in progress here. Our flat screen TVs everywhere, and this is progress we're making.
Progress.
Well, they're not usable yet, but we're making progress.
We're hoping to be done by the World Series, right?
Yeah. We'll call the meeting of the Board of Sussex County Council for June 2nd, 2015. First thing is approve the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President, and good morning, members. I have one suggested amendment. We can strike executive session pending potential litigation as well as possible action on executive session items.
Entertained a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
Yes.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arnett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I would guess motion carried. We had the minutes from May the 5th and May the 12th. Any corrections, concerns, questions?
Of course not.
Hearing none, those stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have three letters. The first is from the children of the Delaware National Guard Youth Camp, the Westside New Beginnings, Inc., West Rehoboth Children and Youth Program, and Love, Inc., thanking the council for their donations. And that is all, Mr. President.
Any correspondence from council?
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
I did get something from the West Rehoboth New Beginnings and thanking us for our support recently.
Okay. Any public comment, Mr. Guy? We have, okay. Thank you, sir. Dan Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer. Here a while back, I was in here, and I told you about the Greenwood Library, how noisy it was, and it's still noisy. I was in there Friday, and it's not a bit better than it was a couple of months ago. I wonder what your engineers, they dumb enough they don't know how to fix it? If they don't, well, then they ought to just hire a dumb country bumpkin of a farmer and show them how to fix it, because it is fixable and needs to be done, because there's no excuse for that thing being as noisy as it is. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Kramer.
Chris Pollinger.
I'll pass them down.
Good morning. My name is Chris Pollinger. I live at 30167 Borgata Bay Boulevard, Heron Bay. Okay. We have had a lot of issues in our development with stormwater, sinkholes, things like that. First off, I'd like to thank Lawrence Lank and the planning and zoning people over there. We actually went in there, asked them some questions. They were super, super helpful for us. Took them about 10 minutes to find out a lot of our issues. They actually brought up our folder from downstairs. They were really good. Kelly and I forget a couple of the other people there. Also, I'd like to thank Ron MacArthur from the Cape Gazette. He actually put an article in the Cape Gazette, which I've just passed out. Mm-hmm. And it has a lot of our issues that are right here in all these pictures, okay? And basically, the builder, Elsie Holmes, does not want to respond to any of our issues. We've been dealing with some of these for the past 7 or 8 years. With stormwater, a sinkhole, which is in this picture, which you can see there. I'm sure you all saw it in the Cape Gazette. That's out in front of my driveway, where there's 4 cones where I have to drive around to get into my driveway. Elsie Holmes doesn't want to fix it. They keep putting it off. Okay? Now, I know the stormwater issues are pretty standard in Sussex County, from what I hear. Okay? The only thing we want them to do is run the water to the pond. I mean, they just have to run it down the swale into the pond. How difficult should that be? We're not trying to run it like across the county, just to the pond. It backs up. One of the gentlemen that's here today, Mr. Jones, his house is the first picture on the top of the thing there. Mm-hmm. That lot that has all that water there, they sold that lot one day, and they were going to dig a foundation to build there. And he had a call Jessica Watson, who has done an outstanding job for us too, she comes out, and Senator Lopez, and as Ernie Lopez says, just do the right thing. And that's what we've been doing. So this book, we have another book just like this, okay? Anybody from county council wants to look at it, come out and see us. We're more than willing to show you what we have. And once again, we're just not here for Heron Bay. We're here for all Sussex County. If the builder has the right to do whatever they do, we heard yesterday from somebody that LC Holmes, Louis Capano, is going to move all his stuff down here because up north, Newcastle County, they're getting really strict on things that he's not doing right. We have issues in Heron Bay. And, you know, once again, the article, we called Ron back in February. He came out. He must have taken 60 pictures. We had Mike Brady, Jessica Watson were out May 21st. They spent a good hour with Hack Jones and another person that isn't here today. And Mike Brady said, this is unbelievable. They don't know they have the issue. So who's actually coming from the county? Not that they're that bad, but who's inspecting this stuff before all this stuff happens? And I also know the trails of Beaver Creek, I do know somebody lives in there, and they had to have their swales done twice. Denrec had to come out. So why can't the builders just do it first, right the first time? So my big thing is read the article. You know, we've taken a lot of time. We're trying to do the right thing. The HOA is still owned by the builder. They get 4 votes for every unsold lot. Mm-hmm. So they can vote us out for anything and do what they like. So it's just, you know, we have an HOA, but we have what we call a Heron Bay Residence Group, which we have like 107 email addresses, and we have 60 people come to our meetings. Good. Which before they had 20. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we need some help trying to get things done so it's the right way. And, you know, this is our second time. The last time we came, and I didn't know the sign-in sheet was just to, like, make comments. But we did come back this week prepared. We have a lot of information, and we do appreciate your time. And, Mr. Lang, thank you very much. Tell all your people that we're very happy with what they do.
Thank you. I can't thank you enough for coming here and doing that. You certainly are doing the right thing. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Fred Dean?
Homeownership.
Oh, okay.
That was
go up twice you want to. We're easy to get along with.
Come up twice, Fred. Come up twice.
Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. First item of business is the proclamation for Home Ownership Month, and I know we are joined by representatives from the Sussex County Association of Realtors. Let me read the proclamation, and then we will ask them to come forward. Sussex County Council proclaiming the month of June as Home Ownership Month in Sussex County. Whereas owning a home is an important part of the American dream, and the Sussex County Council realizes that home ownership benefits individuals and families, strengthens our communities, and is an integral part of our economy. And the Sussex County Council realizes that home is where we make memories, build our futures, and feel comfortable and safe. And the Council, in partnership with the Delaware State Housing Authority, USDA Rural Development, nonprofit housing agencies, and the Sussex County Association of Realtors, will continue to provide assistance for home ownership for Sussex County citizens. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Sussex County Council does hereby proclaim the month of June 2015 as Home Ownership Month for the American Dream in Sussex County. And be it further resolved that the Sussex County Council urges all citizens to wholeheartedly recognize this effort throughout the year. Signed, Michael H. Vincent, President, dated June 2nd, 2015.
We'll have Mr. Cole, Mr. Arlette present this. They're the ones that make the big money in real estate, so.
Yeah, oh yeah.
What's he called? What's his title?
Here, Rob, I'll let you do the reading.
You're kidding me. No. You haven't got to read it twice.
Yeah. I learned last time. We like delegating. I'm a new guy.
We have a proof here.
Here's my mentor.
Oh, that's Robert Redford. You don't know that, George? That's Robert Redford.
I was waiting for that.
All right. So, Chip, how would you like this?
I could maybe have members of council on either side. Who's receiving the proclamation?
President?
You're not going to see you. You're not going to see you at all.
That's what he's working on.
Okay. Yeah, he's a little off center.
Okay.
Oh, I am.
Panoramic.
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
I guess I would. Lynn, I was hoping to get all the women on this side. I think you should have done this. This takes much longer. This, Craig.
Mm-mm-mm.
A lot of campaign going on.
Oh, yeah.
All right, now we need speeches. That's enough pictures.
Okay, yeah.
Here.
Speeches.
Fred?
Fred, you have
to. Speeches.
I mean, I had to put my glasses on there, too.
Congratulations, everybody.
I'll see you later.
How you feeling?
Good. I want to say good morning. I am Fred Dean. I'm the current president of Sussex County Associations. And on behalf of our 1,400-plus members, we want to thank you for recognizing June as a home ownership month in Sussex County. Housing matters for our economy, for our community, for individuals and families considering owning their own home, their dream. And this is why home ownership is considered the American dream. As real estate professionals, we know that becoming a homeowner can be confusing and challenging for the buyer. Being able to assist with the myriad of requirements, disclosures, financing concerns is a value that we bring to the process. Sussex County has led the growth in population, and most of that growth has included home buyers. We continue to rank high in the state and in the nation for home ownership. By supporting home ownership as well as property rights, we are creating the means for family and individuals to build their wealth. And I would also like to thank Brad and Brandy, who work with us together on behalf of the homeowners in Sussex County, and I'd like to thank you all for your recognition of the job that we perform. Thank you very much. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. You all have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you all for being here.
The next item of business is
wastewater
agreement Forest Landing Phase 3B. Containing your packet was the fact sheet. This is Sussex County Project 81-04. Agreement number 343-9. The developer is Mr. Richard Boyle. Location is County Road 368 and County Road 84 for the Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District. System connection charges of $165,000, approved by the engineering department on February 5th, 2015, and by Denerec on 4-2-2015. Days of construction 37, admin and inspection costs $18,380, and proposed construction costs of $122,538. Unless you have any questions, I have a proposed motion.
Read your motion, please, sir.
Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 343-9, Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between the Sussex County Council and Forest Landing Communities for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Forest Landing Phase 3B, located in the Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District.
Pleasure, Council.
Need a motion?
Get a motion.
I will make it.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
I'll
second. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arnett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried.
Next, thank
sir.
You. Next item of business is the Sheriff's Department Constable Renewal. In your packet was a memo from me explaining the need for the County Council to go through this exercise. On May 21st, 2015, I was contacted by Ms. Peggy Anderson, the licensing specialist for the Delaware State Police. Ms. Anderson informed me that at the May 1st meeting of the Board of Examiners, it was determined that the board needed an updated request letter from the Sussex County Council regarding the constable certification for Sheriff Robert Lee. Should the county council approve, the letter would state that the council requests the constable's certification of Sheriff Robert Lee and each sheriff deputy in his office. As you know, upon his election, Mr. Lee went through the process of receiving his new constable commission for himself and each of his deputies, and as a result, they've had their certification since the beginning of 2015. At that time, the board did not think it was necessary to have an updated letter from the council, but since then, their position has changed. This is simply a quick procedural motion to send a letter to the Board of Examiners to state that the council approves of the sheriff and his deputies receiving their constable commission.
He didn't waste any time, did he? Got that done soon? That's good.
Could we do a letter just approving the deputies?
We could do any motion that the council chooses.
Is the sheriff here? I see him back there smiling.
Hide behind the pole.
Him and his deputy.
So excluding the sheriff, I guess. Is that the motion on the table?
The motion would be a letter to exclude the sheriff, but everybody else gets the W. You have a letter, sir?
I do,
motion,
sir. Yes, I have a motion for your consideration. Be it moved, the Sussex County Council approves the constable commission by the State Board of Examiners for Sheriff Robert T. Lee, Chief Deputy Eric D. Swanson, and Sheriff Deputies Patricia Allegro Smith, Martin B. Gordy, and George H. Wilson.
Pleasure, Council.
I'll make it.
Motion, second. Mr. Deaver, second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions on the motion?
I do.
Mr. Arlett.
I would love to have the sheriff come up and give a 30-second synopsis, seriously, I would, so the public can understand what this means.
Oh, yeah, good idea.
I think that a lot of people do not understand, Roy, what this means, and I think it would be very relevant.
Robert, I could tell you a little bit about what the responsibility goes with this. Is seeing the trash is off the highways now. This goes along with that job. So just want to let you know what you're getting into.
Good morning, Sheriff. It's a pleasure to have you.
Good morning, sir.
You heard Mr. Arlett's request for a 30-second version.
30 seconds.
Or 60. I mean, you know.
In 30 seconds. It seems like this first 5 months has gone by in 30 seconds. Would you not agree, Councilman Arnett, that it's gone quickly?
I would, Sheriff, yes.
Yes. This has been, I believe, a great example of mutual cooperation between the council, Mr. Lawson, the state of Delaware, and the sheriff's office. I look at this as an analogy because you will see that I'll use a lot of analogies in the next 4 years. They say that's a creative mind, I'm not sure. But the state constable is like a tool on a carpenter's belt. A hammer is used for hammering, but it doesn't use it for measuring. Pencil is not used for hammering, but it's used for a mark. This is just one tool of the sheriff's arsenal of things that they do. And what the State Constable's Commission allows us to do is to protect Sussex Countyans on a personal on view type of situation if it was to occur. A good example would be, I came to your house, I served you with a legal paper, someone else in the house was there, they became enraged at you and they struck you. At that point, we could take that person into custody because we saw this happen during the performance of our duties, and then they are turned over to the jurisdiction that is involved in that area, okay? We're not a law enforcement agency. We do not want to be a law enforcement agency. What we would be is a witness, but we would still have the right to protect our citizens and protect property. And that's basically all. It's just one tool of all the things that we have, just as a car is, a pen, our weapons. What the State Constable's Office also does is continues to give us a professional agency that we're involved in. And part of that professional agency is that we're required under training that we certify with firearms 3 times a year. We certify that we have done all these things since I've been in. We certify in the taser instrument. We certify in the baton. We certify in the pepper spray, and we certify in the handcuffing. Handcuffings have changed now. We are up to date with the new things that are going on with handcuffing. You wouldn't think that that's a big deal, but it is a big deal in today's world, as far as perception of what's going on. But the number one important part of what a state constable does, it protects our people and it protects our property. And that's where it's come from. And we started this way back as of November of, I think, November 21st, I believe. Mr. Vincent, probably on a poor day, sent a letter recommending me for as a state constable. But that is our goal, and it's just a tool. It's not to be law enforcement. It's to protect.
Just to clarify, as a constable here in the county, you have the ability to, I guess, handcuff? I mean, if there's a situation.
Yes.
So, okay. So paint the picture for us.
You have the same powers as law
enforcement. Have the ability to detain someone.
Yes.
You cannot
not
arrest
anybody.
That's correct. Right.
So you would call DSP or whomever
that
point, and then they would come and then take over.
That's correct.
Over. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. I think it's important for our citizens to know.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
I'm very happy that you're in that position. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We will now take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Okay, yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Mr. Lawson?
Thank you. Last item is the administrator's report for June 2nd, 2015. Item number one. On Thursday, June 4th, 2015, Sussex County will hold a public meeting to gather community input on the future of the historic Woodland Schoolhouse. That structure is located on the grounds of the former Woodland Golf Park property, now owned and being repurposed by Sussex County into a low-impact park southwest of Seaford. As part of the redevelopment project, Sussex County is seeking the public's feedback on how best to utilize the building, including the potential to move it to a new location where it could be used by an interested civic group or private citizen. The meeting will be held at 6 p.m. at the Woodland United Methodist Church located at 5123 Woodland Church Road near Seaford. Representatives from the county government will give a presentation about the history of the building and the acquisition process. Public is invited to attend the meeting to provide feedback and ask questions. The county will also provide an update on the summertime construction of the Woodland Park project. For more information, please contact the county engineer, Mr. Michael Izzo, at 302-855-7718. Item number two, per the attached Delaware State Police activity report for April, there were 94 violent crime arrests with 71 clearances, 883 property crimes with 318 clearances, and 15,347 total traffic charges with 10,613 corresponding arrests. Of those traffic arrests, 279 were for DUI. Finally, there were 1,481 total vehicle crashes investigated in April. In total, there were 195 troopers assigned to Sussex County for the month of April. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. We're going to move on the agenda now to our 10:30 advertised public hearing on the Route 54 expansion of the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District.
Thank you. And Mr. President, prior to his presentation, I would like to just point out this is the time and place for the public hearing. There will be a brief presentation by John Ashman of the County Engineering's Office. After he has made that presentation, there will be an opportunity for County Council members to ask questions. After that, it will be opened up, the floor will be opened up, and anyone may speak and comment on this issue. After that, the hearing will be closed and the matter could be acted on by County Council. And Mr.